Okay, this one actually feels like a thing people will use. If your agent is meant to edit files, run tests, and keep going, a container alone is such a weirdly underspecified promise. Cloudflare's basically saying, give the agent a computer and stop making every team rebuild the same miserable setup. That is very exploring next of them, by the way.
Yeah, and the phrase matters because it's not just marketing fluff. A computer implies a file system, shell, packages, and a place to keep state while the agent iterates, which is the actual shape of these workflows.
Before we get too noble about it, how's your week going? You look like you've already decided this is either elegant or doomed.
Somewhere annoyingly in between. I'm fine, though, and this is one of those launches where the details matter more than the slogan.
Right, because the packages a Cloudflare computer and the pitches that the platform handles the mechanics of what runs in an isolate, a container sandbox, or a browser. That's the part I think could actually save teams time.
Exactly. The clever bit is the abstraction boundary. If they can make the runtime feel consistent while swapping the underlying execution mode, you cut a bunch of glue that teams usually build badly and then never want to touch again.
And that's the user story I care about. Not look infrastructure, but my coding agent can inspect the environment, make changes, test them, and keep moving without me stitching together three services and a prayer.
Sure, but I'm immediately asking what's real and what's just a nicer wrapper. If the agent still needs a bunch of custom wiring around permissions, persistence, and tool access, then the computer metaphor is good copy, not a product moat.
Fair. But the reason I'm less cynical than usual is that this is aimed at the class of agent that already needs a computer. Not every chatbot with a tool call, not every demo with a browser tab. The team shipping coding agents, workflow agents, all that mess, they do need a sane runtime.
I buy that more than I want to, which is irritating. The field keeps naming this thing differently every month, but the actual bottleneck is still the same boring one. What environment can a model safely act in, and how much of that do you expose? And Cloudflare is in a decent position to make that boring part less awful because they already think in terms of edge execution and isolation. I'm not saying it's magic. I'm saying the mechanism lines up with the problem better than a lot of agent platform launches do.
That's the part I was waiting for you to admit. Miss Vapor, and instead you're only moderately suspicious.
Don't get cocky. I still want to know how much of this is portable versus Cloudflare's shape. If the adoption path means you only win when teams are already in their stack, that's a narrower story than the headline suggests.
Sure, but narrow can still be real. A lot of agent builders do not need a universal platform. They need a place to run the thing without inventing their own haunted computer in a container.
That line was good and also deeply insulting to half the repo templates in the world.
Look, I'm just saying the haunted computer ecosystem has had a long enough run.
Okay, that's genuinely funny.
The only challenge I'd press is whether this becomes a default primitive or stays a neat Cloudflare native convenience. If they make the preview easy enough to try, the adoption story writes itself a little. If it's fussy, nobody's moving their agent runtime for vibes.
And that's the right skepticism. I'd want to see whether people can get from zero to a running agent without a pile of bespoke setup, because that's where these launches either click or vanish. Also, I cannot believe we're 826 episodes into this and still arguing about whether the computer is the product.
That's the whole show, Ren. Come on. Anyway, if this lands the way I think it might, I'm going to be insufferably right for about 12 minutes.
You're already planning the victory lap, which is how I know you like it.
Obviously. But I'm keeping the lap short so you don't have to write me a memo about it later.